It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Calls are now going out from the state to unvaccinated Coloradans about setting up an appointment for a COVID-19 shot. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state isn't trying to sell you anything, just persuade you to get vaccinated, so the calls are not considered a violation of its no-call registry. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says the state will call almost 500,000 people who haven't yet gotten vaccinated based on information from the Colorado Immunization Information System and other publicly available records.
We have statutory limitations on how we can use this information, and we're only using it to reach out to people to make sure that they understand where they can get this vaccine and to answer any questions that they might have.
As of Thursday, nearly half of all Coloradans have been fully vaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis talked about the importance of the vaccine while visiting Western Colorado Tuesday. He focused on getting children vaccinated.
Most people are accustomed to getting their kids vaccinated. They get a lot of other shots, and this is simply one more, and it'll protect them against probably the disease that is a bigger risk than all the others they get vaccinated for combined.
The governor was in Mesa County, where only about 8% of children 12 to 15 have been fully vaccinated. Pueblo has its first black city councilwoman, the Pueblo Chieftain. Reports Solange McCulley-Bachicha is a Pueblo native. She replaces another council member who died last month. Firefighters battled gusty winds and hot temperatures Tuesday as they tried to slow the spread of the Sylvan Fire south of Eagle. Dave Schulman owns a ranch down the road from the fire. He gathered some friends and rushed out when he spotted the fire on his security cameras.
So when we saw the fiery flames, we drove out here with hopes of getting some of our stuff out. Tools, equipment, you know, stuff of value.
Crews were fighting the fire in sparsely populated areas and working to keep the flames from moving towards Snowmass, Woody Creek, and Basalt. It's hot again today across Colorado, but cooling for the end of the week. This is CPR News.